Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Wednesday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Brightness of the Father's glory, springing from eternal light, source of light, by light engendered, day enlightening every day. In your everlasting radiance, shine upon us, Christ's true Son, bringing life to mind and body through the Holy Spirit's power. Father of unfading glory, rich in grace and strong to save, hear our prayers and come to save us. Keep us far from sinful ways. Dawn is drawing ever nearer, dawn that brings us all we seek. Sun who dwells within the Father, Father uttering one word. Glory be to God the Father, glory to His only Son, glory now and through all ages to the Spirit Advocate.
I love you, Lord. You are my strength.
I love you, Lord. You are my strength.
I love you, Lord. My strength, my rock, my fortress, my Savior. My God is the rock where I take refuge, my shield, my mighty help, my stronghold. The Lord is worthy of all praise. When I call, I am saved from my foes. The waves of death rose about me. The torrents of destruction assailed me. The snares of the grave entangled me. The traps of death confronted me. In my anguish, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came to his ears. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I love you, Lord. You are my strength.
The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for His own.
The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for His own.
Then the earth reeled and rocked. The mountains were shaken to their base. They reeled at His terrible anger. Smoke came forth from His nostrils and scorching fire from His mouth. Coals were set ablaze by its heat. He lowered the heavens and came down, a black cloud under His feet. He came enthroned on the cherubim. He flew on the wings of the wind. He made the darkness His covering, the dark waters of the clouds His tent. A brightness shone out before him with hailstones and flashes of fire. The Lord thundered in the heavens. The Most High let his voice be heard. He shot his arrows, scattered the foe, flashed his lightnings, and put them to flight. The bed of the ocean was revealed. The foundations of the world were laid bare at the thunder of your threat, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your anger. From on high he reached down and seized me. He drew me forth from the mighty waters. He snatched me from my powerful foe, from my enemies whose strength I could not match. They assailed me in the day of my misfortune, but the Lord was my support. He brought me forth into freedom. He saved me because he loved me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for his own.
Lord, kindle a light for my guidance, and scatter my darkness.
Lord, kindle a light for my guidance, and scatter my darkness.
He rewarded me because I was just. Repaid me, for my hands were clean. For I have kept the way of the Lord, and have not fallen away from my God. For his judgments are all before me. I have never neglected his commands. I have always been upright before him. I have kept myself from guilt. He repaid me because I was just, and my hands were clean in his eyes. You are loving with those who love you. You show yourself perfect with the perfect. With the sincere you show yourself sincere, but the cunning you outdo in cunning. For you save a humble people, but humble the eyes that are proud. You, O Lord, are my lamp, my God who lightens my darkness. With you I can break through any barrier. With my God I can scale any wall. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, our strength and salvation, put in us the flame of your love, and make our love for you grow to a perfect love which reaches to our neighbor.
Lord, kindle a light for my guidance. And scatter my darkness.
All wondered at the words of grace,
which came from the mouth of the Lord.
A reading from the book of Sirach. Wisdom sings her own praises. Before her own people she proclaims her glory. In the assembly of the Most High she opens her mouth. In the presence of his hosts she declares her worth. From the mouth of the Most High I came forth, and mist-like covered the earth. In the highest heavens did I dwell, my throne on a pillar of cloud. The vault of heaven I compassed alone. Through the deep abyss I wandered, over waves of the sea, over all of the land, over every people and nation I held sway. Among all these I sought a resting place, in whose inheritance should I abide. Then the Creator of all gave me this command. And he who formed me chose the spot for my tent, saying, In Jacob make your dwelling, in Israel your inheritance. Before all ages, in the beginning, he created me, and through all the ages I shall not cease to be. In the holy tent I ministered before him, and in Zion I fixed my abode. Thus in the chosen city he has given me rest. In Jerusalem is my domain. I have struck root among the glorious people in the portion of the Lord, his heritage. Like a cedar on Lebanon, I am raised aloft. Like a cypress on Mount Hermon, like a palm tree in En-Gedi, like a rose bush in Jericho, like a fair olive tree in the field, like a plane tree growing beside the water, like cinnamon or fragrant balm or precious myrrh, I give forth perfume. Like galbanum and anika and sweet spices, like the odor of incense in the holy place, I spread out my branches like a terebinth, my branches so bright and so graceful. I bud forth delights like the vine. My blossoms become fruit, fair and rich. Come to me, all you that yearn for me, and be filled with my fruits. You will remember me as sweeter than honey, better to have than the honeycomb. He who eats of me will hunger still. He who drinks of me will thirst for more. He who obeys me will not be put to shame. He who serves me will never fail. All this is true of the book of the Most High's covenant, the law which Moses commanded us as an inheritance for the community of Jacob. The word of the Lord.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
No one can come to the Father except through me.
In the beginning, before time began, he created me, and through all eternity, I shall not cease to be.
No one can come to the Father except through me.
A reading from the Treatise Against Heresies by St. Irenaeus, Bishop. No one can know the Father apart from God's Word, that is, unless the Son reveals him. And no one can know the Son unless the Father so wills. Now the Son fulfills the Father's good pleasure. The Father sends, the Son is sent, and he comes. The Father is beyond our sight and comprehension, but he is known by his Word, who tells us of him, who surpasses all telling. In turn, the Father alone has knowledge of his Word, and the Lord has revealed both truths. Therefore, the Son reveals the knowledge of the Father by his revelation of himself. Knowledge of the Father consists in the self-revelation of the Son, for all is revealed through the Word. The Father's purpose in revealing the Son was to make himself known to us all, and so to welcome into eternal rest those who believe in him, establishing them in justice, preserving them from death. To believe in him means to do his will. Through creation itself, the Word reveals God the Creator. Through the world, he reveals the Lord who made the world. Through all that is fashioned, he reveals the craftsman who fashioned it all. Through the Son, the Word reveals the Father who begot him as Son. All speak of these things in the same language, but they do not believe them in the same way. Through the law and the prophets, the Word revealed himself and his Father in the same way. And though all the people equally heard the message, not all equally believed it. Through the Word, made visible and palpable, the Father was revealed, though not all equally believed in him. But all saw the Father in the Son, for the Father of the Son cannot be seen, but the Son of the Father can be seen. The Son performs everything as a ministry to the Father, from beginning to end, and without the Son, no one can know God. The way to know the Father is the Son. Knowledge of the Son is in the Father, and is revealed through the Son. For this reason, the Lord said, no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son has revealed him. The word revealed refers not only to the future, as though the Word began to reveal the Father only when he was born of Mary. It refers equally to all time. From the beginning, the Son is present to creation, reveals the Father to all, to those the Father chooses, when the Father chooses, and as the Father chooses. So there is in all, and through all, one God the Father, one Word and Son, and one Spirit, and one salvation for all who believe in Him.
No one has ever seen God.
The only Son, nearest the Father's heart, has made Him known.
No one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal Him.
The only Son, nearest the Father's heart, has made Him known.
Let us pray. Attend the pleas of Your people with heavenly care, O Lord, we pray, that they may see what must be done and gain strength to do what they have seen. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, Your Son, who lives and reigns with You in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.